The original request was for Pirkei Avos. So we'll, I think at the time we have over the next 2 months, we'll learn a piece of Pirkei Avos together each week. I'm going to, just for myself, just to focus, and so I'm not looking all over the place, I'm going to stick to the fourth parak. Why? I don't know. It's just the what I opened up to when I opened up my Pirkei Avos. We'll do the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we'll try to pick one idea from a Mishnah each week and try to really develop hopefully a deeper, maybe a perspective we didn't think about before when it comes to these ideas in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos really is endless. You can open up any page in Pirkei Avos and you can have a conversation with anybody about any topic there. There's so much to think about, so much to analyze. You could read a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that you read when you were in, you know, seventh grade, and you can look at differently now when you're, you know, post-seminary. There's a lot to draw out from Pirkei Avos. And as well, the minhag between Pesach and Shavuos is to learn Pirkei Avos on Shabbos as we take our march towards Har Sinai. The Medrash says in Yikra Rabbah, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. So before Kabbalah's LaTorah, we try to improve our Derech Eretz and the way we act in the world. So I think we're all familiar. The first mission, the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos says, Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. And that's all we're going to do tonight, just that one line, in the name of Ben Zoma. One of the classic mefarshim on Pirkei Avos is the parish of Rabbeinu Yona. Rav Volbi in Ali Shur in Chelek Aleph writes that he lists there are four things that every Ben Torah should learn. He says Mishnah Berurah, Mesilas Yesharim. I forgot the third one, but the fourth one is the parish of Rabbeinu Yona on Pirkei Avos. There's a lot of very important yesodos and hashkafa, emuna, midos that are found there. So let's see what Rabbeinu Yona has to say about Ezu Chacham Halomin Mikol Adam. Who is wise? One who learns from all people. Amru Chachmei Umos. The philosophers of the other nations teach us. Ki hayodea kol hachachmos, im eno ohev hachachma, eno chacham ela tipeshu. He says, the one who knows a lot of wisdom, but he doesn't love wisdom, he knows a lot of facts, but doesn't love wisdom, is not wise, but he's a tipesh, he's a fool. Acher she'enu ohev hachachma ki hi hadas. He doesn't like chachma, wisdom. He doesn't love knowledge. He loves facts. Acha ohev osa u'misavela, one who loves knowing things, learning more, and desires it. Afa pi she'enu yodea klum ha'rezi nekra chachma. Even though you don't know so much, but you love things. You're so interested in things. You like to learn. You like to know more about the world, and you're fascinated. People tell you things you didn't know. So that person's a chacham, even though they might not know so much right now in their personal knowledge bank. Eventually they will come to more and more chacham because they desire it. There also happens to be a second benefit from this type of love. Ki havaso b'chachmaso lo niyasa ela mitoch yuraso b'shem yisparach. Because love of wisdom comes from one's yira of Hashem. Shezeha oiv ha-ne'aman ha-misab b'chachma amisis. Because he loves Hashem and he desires more. V'reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is yiras Hashem. Nimtzeis omer ki oiv ha-chachma yiras devar Hashem hu. If you love the Torah, that means you also respect Hashem. Because why would you want to learn Hashem's Torah if you didn't love Hashem? V'zeo she'amar Shlomo, this is what it says in Mishlei, Im tevakshena kekesef uchetmomonim techpasena as tavin yiras Hashem adas elokim timsa. He says you have to search for wisdom. Wisdom is about being mevakesh. It's hidden, you have to go look for it. But Shlomar im tevakesh achachma she'ikar ha'olam. If a person desires and looks for wisdom, which is really the whole center of the world, and you really want to grow and understand more, just like people run after money, which is a giant waste of time, as tavin yiras Hashem, then you'll understand yiras Hashem. You'll find Hashem's wisdom. So this Ben Zoma says, Ezu chacham halomed mikol adam. Think about it. If we had our prior understanding that a chacham means somebody who has a lot of facts and has a lot of knowledge, well then, why do we need to learn from Kol Adam? I know more than him. So what are they going to teach me? But that's not what it means, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Ezu chacham alo mikol adam. Shekol kach ohev hachachma. You love wisdom. You love learning. You love growing. You love hearing new things. You love being inspired. Umisave aleha shesho lechol adam. You'll ask anybody. And even if he only teaches you one thing, you'll go and learn from them. You'll become more successful. Now, is this not the habit of all good Jews when they step into taxis in Eretz Yisrael? And they talk to the taxi driver. You tell them, ask them to tell them something interesting, a word in the Parsha, tell them about yourself, what's going on. Why? The chances are that in most cases, you probably know more facts about Torah than the average taxi driver. It's probably the case. But maybe that simple Jew who spends his day driving around, Jews from one place to another, knows something you don't know. But if you love wisdom and you love chachma and you love growing and hearing new things, then why would you not ask him for a piece of wisdom? And then he says, what's the source? Mikol melamdai hiskalti. From all who I teach, I become smarter. Shechein Amar David Aleph Hashalom. Shalamed Mikol Adam Lo Haya Omer Ze Eino Yodea Kamoni. One who is Lo Made Mikol Adam does not say that this person does not know as much as me. Ki Mikulam Lamed Hiskel. Every single person in the world you can learn from. Mashal Adam Shehifsid Kli Katan. Ba'lo Mikol Adam Vakish Oso. If you lost something, would you not ask every single person you came across if they knew where it is, right? Would you not send texts and emails and phone calls and ask everyone, did you see this? I can't find it. Did you see it? I can't find it. Would you not want that? So the same thing. If you're constantly searching to grow and to know things, wouldn't you want to ask everybody and ask any person for wisdom and not belittle any other human being as lacking something in some way that you don't have? That's what it means to be a chacham. And that's what we want to discuss tonight. This is Yesod of Rabbeinu Yonah, that a chacham is not being very smart. A chacham is not having a lot of information, knowing a lot of Tanakh, knowing a lot of halacha, knowing a lot of facts. A chacham is someone who's constantly looking to hear more information, to learn, to see what the world has to offer and what people have to offer. Good? The Maharal beautifully develops this further. The Maharal's Perush in Pirkei Avos is called Derech Chayim. It is very much in the Maharal's style of building themes and developing major topics. So listen to what he says over here. He says, "Shekol osam ma'alos einam nechshavim ma'ala kim kasher him ba'adam asma." In general, on that Mishnah that you all know, "Ezu ashir samech b'chelko, ezu giwar kavish yitzro," that whole Mishnah, he says that a person doesn't attain a ma'ala. A person has not really taken ownership of a midah unless it's his. It's on him. It becomes part of who he is. So the Maharal goes on to say that a chacham is not somebody who has other people's facts because that's not his. The facts are external. It's not him. It's information. Rather, says the Maharal, Zeh she'amar ezu chacham shiroi shikra chacham. Who should be called a chacham? Zeh asher hu lo made mikol adam. Kolomar, shemishtokeik achar hachachma mitzad atzmo. He is mishtokeik. He desires wisdom from himself. Do you understand what he's saying here? What makes you a chacham? Because you, in the heart of who you are someone who wants more. Be'atzmos. In your essence, you're an individual who desires more, wants to understand more, wants to learn more. That's you. That's not facts. It doesn't matter in how many, I don't know, the last guy who went on one of those crazy winning streaks in Jeopardy, right? Whatever, 87 weeks, whatever, you know, $3 million, whatever the guy made. He knows a lot of facts. He has a lot of information. Those facts aren't him. It's not his personality. That's chutzmi him. That's outside of him. But the person who wants to learn and wants to acquire that information, that's him. That's coming from his own personality. Ad shehu lo mid mikol adam, that he will learn from any single person. Hinei, ro'i adam kazeh shikra b'shem chacham. He should be called a chacham. Bevadai shelo ba lo hachachma mikra. The wisdom will not come by chance. Rak ba'asher hu hayam mishtokeik al hachachma an shelo mid mikol adam. He is so desirous of wisdom and of knowledge and of growth that he will learn from any single person. V'nechshav ha'chachma mitzad atzmo. And therefore the wisdom is him. It's coming from his own personality. Sh'ay mishtokeik l'chachma. Av'im lo laman mikol adam. Then the Maharal says about certain people, if you are an individual who will not learn from every person, rak mi rav echad shehu chacham gadol, it's only this Rebbe, only this Rav is speaking, only this Mora is speaking, I only go to their shir. I only hear this, only if this person's saying, will I open up my mind and hear what they have to say. But if it's anybody else, it's not interesting to me. No, I only go to this one, I only listen to this person's, you know, a podcast, I only listen to this person's recordings, only if this person is speaking will I go on Shabbos. And you only learn from one person. So says the Maharal, Hare Chachmaso Gamke Nitzla Barav. Then you don't have Chachma, you have a rabbi who tells you a lot of information. Shu min hachutz, that's outside of you. You're not someone who's mevakesh. A person who's mevakesh chachma, who's mishtokekes, will be a person who says, if any shir is being offered, if anything interesting is being shown out there, I'll go because I want to grow from everybody. Lo mitzad atzmo. Shaharei bishvil chashivas harav kibla chachma. You're doing it because of them, not because of you. Vein roi shikru b'shem chacham. You're not a chacham. Adam kmo zeh. Asher Hashem hazeh ba'al ha'adam mitzad atzmo. To be labeled a chacham on your own, Shaba Allah HaTohar, needs to be a person who has a desire to learn from anybody. A person who will only go to this rabbi, this mora, and go to this shir, and not be open to anybody else, is not a chacham. They have inspiration, a lot of facts. But a chacham is someone who wants to learn from everybody. I don't know who says this part, but I recall hearing somewhere or reading somewhere that they asked the question, what happened to all of the Talmidim of Avram Avinu? Right? We know that Es HaNefesh Ashu Asu B'charan, right? All the neshamas that Avram and Sarah made. So what happened to all of them? Where's the yeshiva of Avram and Sarah? Where do those people go? Right? Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim with 70 souls, and that's it. So we don't hear anybody saying, I come from my great-great-great-great Bubby. She sat in the tent of Avraham Avinu, and he made her from, and I went to Isha Torah, and everything was great. What happened to all those people? So I once heard the following idea, that all of the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they were drawn into his style, into his approach. Chesed, Shalom Friday night, and there was Miros, and there was a Kumsitz, and it was dancing, and it was very, very beautiful. And then what happened? Avram died. He died. And then who became the next Rosh Hashiva? The son, right? Rosh Hashiva goes to the son, right? So Yitzhak became the Rosh Hashiva. What was Yitzhak's style like? Din. Midas HaDin, right? No more kumzitzes. No more cholent. Strict judgment. You have to be exacting. We have to be careful, medactic and mitzvos. A different style. And do you know what the Talmidim said? Oof. This is not for us. This is we can't learn from him. From the father we can learn from. But from this one we couldn't. And therefore they didn't have a Rebbe. They went off on their own, did their own thing. Because they felt that if it's not like the first one, then I can't learn from them. I can't grow from that. They weren't interested in Chachma, they weren't interested in growth. They were interested in Avraham Avinu. They weren't interested in Chachma and in growth. They were interested in the personality that brought them to that place. If you're only interested in the personality and the excitement of the person who you're listening to, and not the desire for chachma on your own, then you're dependent on the other person. You're hanging on them. And then what happens when they're not around anymore, or they fail, or they do something that upsets you, and you're not connected to them anymore, then where's your chachma going to come from? It was dependent on the rabbi. It wasn't dependent on you. That's what the Maharal is saying. Well, the fichach. Asher roi shiikra b'shem chacham hu alomin mikol adam. Shakol shava el makabal shu lamin mikol. You, halomed mikol adam. You yourself is somebody who wants to learn from everybody. Im kena chachma nitla b'makabal v'roi shiikra b'shem chacham ki az nechshav makabal l'chachma kasher hu lomin mikol adam v'bli b'china b'in gav l'kab. Doesn't matter who it's from. Chacham is about being a learner. It's not about knowing a lot. It's about being a lifetime learner of wanting to acquire, wanting to know, and wanting to get as much as you can from other people. Says the Sifsei Chaim, says Rabbi Chaim Friedlander, in his Chelek al Moadim. He says, Kolomar, kvar achshav hu chacham, lo mishakeven shu ohev chachma, hu ya ba'atid chacham. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is not saying, you will become wise when you learn from all people. That's not what it says. Right now, even though you might not know that much, you could have a guy who walks into, or a girl walks into a Kiruv seminary who is just tapped on the shoulder by the Kosel and was just sent for a Shabbos meal. She was inspired to go, and now she's starting her learning. She's sitting down to a beginner's, you know, Aleph Beis class, just learning about the basics of Shabbos. But they're on fire to want to learn and soak as much as they can. They are a much greater chacham than the person who says, I learned all this in high school, I know all this stuff, I'm fine just the way I am, no reason to learn anymore, everything's been full, I'll be a fine Jew, end of discussion. Who is the greater chacham, says Rabbi Friedlander? The one who's starting out and is mishtokekes, who really, really desires to want to learn. And then he says, Mikan shmishu chacham bapoel b'yedias kol chachmos. One who has a lot of wisdom, aval eno shoef v'oev chachma, and this is what Rabbi Yonah said, who kamosu tipesh, he's a fool. He's a tipesh. He's not smart. We think he's very smart because he has a lot of knowledge, but he's not, because he's cut himself off from wanting to grow. Misha'inu yodea b'chachma shum davar el shu shoef mishokeka leha, hu kvar atza chacham b'muso. Then he says, ach ka'amur ha-she'ifa amitis nivchenes b'maisim. The she'if of the desire. What are you doing? How are you striving to get more? Habachina shal oi v'chachma hu b'kach shu mucham this bazos v'lil m'kalam. I will even lower myself. I'll be mevaz myself. I'll ask anybody. You know, someone will be sitting next to me in class, and you know, I get better grades than them. I do better on the exams, and this person is not so good, but I didn't hear what the teacher said. So I'm going to turn to them and ask them what the teacher said. How would I do that? Like, it's embarrassing. No. Mikol Adam, you will lower yourself to ask anybody, what is the dinner? What is the halacha? Tell me something I didn't know before. It's tell me some information that you have that I might not have. I feel mimisha pachas umenu, b'maymenu v'mayla. I feel mimko yudiyasu hu rak b'davrach. Even though they only have one thing, a person who is a chacham will ask anybody for help. We'll turn to anybody for information. We'll go to any person for that boost up in their own inspiration. Just on that point, I want to show you a beautiful piece here in the Zichron Meir, Rav Dov Meir Rubiman. So he says, this is why hine k'roim b'chol hashas nikreim rabbanan b'shem talmidei chachamim. Why do we call the rabbis talmidei chachamim? Why don't we just call them what? Chachamim. Why do we call them Talmidei Chachamim? Rak binogea lamasa v'matan be'iza halacha karva osam v'chacham omrim. Okay, sometimes we say Chacham omrim. Aval b'chlal, generally we call them Talmidei Chachamim. Ki gedulasim hu bezeh shehim talmidim mi talmidim. Ki tachas adia shalom neida. That's what it means. Because they're always students. A Talmid Chacham is always, he's always trying to learn, trying to grow. That's what we call, the greatest of the Chachamim are Talmidei Chachamim. That's where the name comes from. Because they want to acquire. They want to do more. And he says, this is connected to our mission here in Pirkei Avos. And he says in the next column, Od kasav b'porsei knafayim l'mala. We know that the aron, which the luchos sit in, are a representation of the Torah and Torah values, right? It holds the Torah, so it represents Torah values. Why does the Torah say that the wings of the kruvim are porsei knafayim l'mala? They extend upwards. Why do they extend upwards? Because they're constantly going upwards. The Torah is always going upwards. The wings of the Malachim, of the Kruvim, are extending more. They want to acquire more knowledge. They want to know more things. We want to learn more about the Torah. More halachos, right? To, as we would say, someone who is growth-oriented, right? That's an expression that means something and nothing all at the same time, right? Someone who is growth-oriented. So that's the idea, that they're constantly trying to add more and to inspire to know more and trying to acquire more. No, not people when, you know, sometimes they'll be at a Shabbos table, hopefully not your Shabbos table, they'll be at a Shabbos table, and someone will say something about, like, I don't know, we have like a Shiloh on Shabbos, and someone will go get like, you know, a Hilcha Shabbos book, and then people like dive under the table. Because, oh my gosh, we might learn something that we can't do on Shabbos that I thought we could do before, right? Oh my gosh, don't tell me that. Cover my ears, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. Tell me something I wasn't aware before. That is not a chacham. That's not a chacham. A chacham will say, maybe in my Shmir Shabbos, there's something I was not aware of before. I would love to learn this new thing, to enhance my understanding, my own appreciation of Hashem's Torah. To not run away from halachos. A person is open to hearing new Torah, new hashkafas, new ideas, new perspectives they didn't hear before. It doesn't mean you have to agree and you have to open up and take whatever people give you. You still have a brain. You're still allowed to think. You're still allowed to process 100%. But you're open to what people have to say in a different perspective. I didn't think about that way before. I didn't understand that topic that way. I didn't view that issue in the way that you view it. And maybe you enlightened me something to not having to agree with you, but you gave me a perspective I didn't see beforehand. And that's what it means to be a chacham. Good? Questions? No? Okay. Let's see. Let's turn the page. Rav Volbi in the Aleh Shor in Chelek Beis, so he cites this piece, the Chachma U'Musar of the Altar of Kelm. So let's, actually, no, before we do that, let's do the Das Torah and Parshas Kiseitse. He says over here, this is Rav Yerucham Levavis, he says, Kein Matzinu Kishishal Moshe Rabbeinu Shabanav Yerushu Kvodo. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, hey Hashem, I want my children to take over. I want my sons to be the next leaders. Amar Leah Kadosh Baruch Hu, no tzarteina yochal pirya. He says, I don't really think your kids are the best, but they do have somebody in mind. And that's Yehoshua Harbe Shartecha. Yehoshua was really a really great assistant who was really by you a lot. Hu haya mashkim amar beveis v'havan shalcha. He got up first. He was the last one there. Hu haya mesadr sasaf salim. He organized the benches. Hu haya poris asamach salos. He put out the, you know, the mats. Kedai hu shishim ishtal. He should be the one to lead Klal Yisrael. Kenira shalamdanim hayo yoser gadol Yehoshua. There were greater lamdanim. There were greater talmidei chacham than Yehoshua. In fact, if you look in the Rambam in his introduction to the Mishnah Torah lays out the Shalshalas HaKabbalah. He lays out from Moshe got the Torah all the way down to to the days of the Gemara. And you'll notice that it says that Yehoshua and Elazar ben Aaron and Pinchas were all in the Kabbalah, the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. They were that next generation. And the Rambam doesn't list Yehoshua first. He's like third, I think, on the list. Why? Because Yehoshua, in fact, was not a bigger Talmid Chacham than Elazar and Pinchas. They knew more Torah than them. Yehoshua was not the biggest Yodeya of Torah, but he was the biggest Mevakesh of Torah. And that is what Rabbi Yerucham Levavis is saying here. There were bigger Lamdanim than Yehoshua. He just wanted to learn, he wanted to know, he wanted to be inspired. Amazing thing, says Rav Yerucham. That's it. To take over Moshe Rabbeinu, you just have to set up the chairs and the benches. That's it. But according to what we're saying, it's 100% right. Who was more mishtokik than Yehoshua ben Nun? Who had a greater desire to learn than Yehoshua? No one did. And therefore he was given the leadership when the time came. I want to turn away just for a moment. I think we've kind of focused on like Yedias HaTorah and knowledge of Torah and things like that. I want to broaden the perspective with this beautiful piece that Rav Volbi brings in the Aleh Shor, quoting the Chacham Musar of the Altar of Kelm. Listen to what he says. He says that Ben Zoma Omer Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. Ma Chachma Hizu. What wisdom is Ben Zoma talking about? Esmaha. What is going on here? Ha'inyan Kachu. The matter is Kol Adam Shiyesh La Chush Be'iza Davar Yargish Ma'od Kishiyered Davar Ma Mize'inyan. Any person who has any feeling will about something will sense that when it comes to any topic. What does that mean? L'mashal. Chayat sheroa adam yabit tekef el begadav. A tailor, when he sees people, what's the first thing he focuses on? Their clothing. Why? Because that's his business. He's always looking at clothing. What's the cut like? The fit? Is it baggy? Is it short? Whatever it may be. That's what a tailor focuses on. The sandalar, the shoemaker, what's the first thing he focuses on? Shoes. Amina alav shabloni. He looks at their shoes. It's just the nature of who he is. Tofer kovim, the hat maker. Hakavo shabloni. L'chein socherim b'maskaro. Whatever your business is, if you're a doctor and you're an eye doctor, you're probably constantly looking at people's eyes, right? And if you sell glasses, you're constantly checking out people's glasses. Whatever your business is, you are constantly inspecting other people and focusing on them according to the prism that you look through the world. Yargish ma'od b'dibor of v'maisa shiyatz mimenu to'elas b'mescharo. But they're also picking up on things that might help them. Whatever their business may be, whatever their interests are. You go to conferences if you're a cardiologist, so you go to conferences on hearts. That's what you do. You're not going to go to a conference for kidneys. How's that going to help you? I'm going to focus on the things, on the ideas that are interesting to me, because that's my line of work. I'm going to pursue those things. However, Masha'in kein ish acher, lo yishma v'lo yirag hanal. But why would I care? Why other people don't focus on their interests? Why would I care about those things? Ki libo ein masur levakesh lachkor l'zavar mizeh. His heart is not tuned to be interested in those things. Ki ein lo chef, he has no interest. V'lachein ba'avodas Hashem yisparach. When it comes to serving Hashem, says the Altar of Kelm, mi shiyesh bo yiras Elokim. Whoever has a sense of fear of God, l'mashal, l'shmor es hadvarim, Hapshutim hamavuarim b'Shulchan Aruch will keep the simplest things in Shulchan Aruch. Yislamed mizulaso kishara osam etzlo. And when he will learn from others, when he sees them, Masha'ein kein b'dvarim shalo horga behem, lo yargish b'maisa zulaso kum avas habrios gimos chasanem b'maisa v'dibor nosubo m'chavero limnoa hezek merab m'chachmos, or to avoid damaging other people, kol ze'im hu ein lo hergesh be'ela v'liavin l'slamein mizulaso. If you're not interested in those things, you won't focus on those things when you're meeting with other people. Those things won't be interesting to you. Im kein halomid mikol adam hareu socher gadol mescharo b'chol meshaleach aken yavin l'slamein mizulaso v'lechein nikra chacham. He says, a chacham is a person who will go through the world and notice everything. Will notice all types of things. He's not only focusing on one type of person, one type of aspect, but not just in Torah, but in life. A person should be fascinated by the world. A healthy person should be interested in all types of things. Fascinated by people, fascinated by stories, by history, science, literature, whatever it is. They constantly go through the world, and whatever touches their five senses are things that can be used in Avodas Hashem. I read a fascinating article, and the article was about, you know, how they raise pandas in, you know, zoos, whatever. But in that article, there was something that informed me about, you know, Niflos Habori, the magical ways of Hashem's world. Something taught me about how we treat other people. Every single thing is interesting. Don't be a boring person who only likes these types of books and this type of music, and end of discussion. Again, we're not saying you should go chutz l'machane and listen, watch, or consume things that are usur or not appropriate for a Jew to consume. That's not what I'm saying. But within the realm of what is healthy and appropriate, a person should be interested in the world. A chacham is lomid mikol adam. All things should be interesting to you in some form. It just makes you, first of all, a more interesting person when you're interested in other things, but also it just makes your life more interesting. Fascinating. I saw an article. I saw something at the zoo. I saw something in class. Something was shown to me I wasn't aware of before. Become a person who's a chacham. Halomate mikol adam. All types of things should be inspiring, should be a nekuda that can teach you about something. Pick up a book about something you didn't think you were interested in and read it. And maybe you'll find that there was a point there that was meaningful to you, that you took something away from. It doesn't have to be something that's dead boring. But, you know, a topic you didn't think you would find interesting. And it was interesting to you in some way. That's an important midah as a ben adam, to be interested in things. It's also important to be interested in people. Don't be bored with people. There is a klipa that the Bali Master talk about, a terrible midah, the midah of kvar, of already. Sometimes we get trapped in this midah of already. I already know this thing. I heard the story before. There's nothing worse than somebody telling a really geschmack story and somebody killing the punchline and saying, oh, that's the what? Don't do that. You're not going to have any friends. Don't be that person. you need to show interest. You need to be excited in things. If someone's telling you a story, maybe they'll have a different twist on it you didn't hear before. You're talking with a friend or an acquaintance or a family member, and it's the same family member, same boring story, same boring complaints, blah, 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 blah. That's not a chacham. A chacham is lomid mikol adam. Be interested in them. Be open to the opportunity of being surprised. It's just good advice all the time. Whether a person is with family, a person is dating, whatever it is, be open to being surprised. Be lomid mikol adam. You will find yourself being surprised. Oh, wow, it's not, they weren't so boring as I thought they were. If you let them open up about what's interesting to them and they talk about what is meaningful to them, you might find that to be interesting as well. They might teach you something, might share something with you that you were not aware of before. And that's what it means, says the Alter Account, to be lo and me kol adam. And maybe they'll teach you something that will, you know, touch on your Avodas Hashem, something that will motivate you in your Avodas Hashem, something you didn't think about before. And that will just make you a more interesting, fascinating person, or in the Lashon of Pirkei Avos, a chacham, who's lo and me kol adam. Okay? Let's end here. Let's end here with a piece from the Tali Oros. The Tali Oros is quoting from Rav Shach. Rav Shach says in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, "B'chol chacham leiv b'chem yavo v'yasu." Who comes and builds the Mishkan? Anyone who is chacham leiv, of a wise heart. So Rav Shach asks, "Where's chachma?" We usually quote chachma to be assume chachma is where, in the brain, right? He says, "Makom moshava b'moach." It's in the head. V'im kemayin chachma itzal halev. Shamra Torah chachme lev. What's chachme lev? Seems like Hashem is mixing up the body parts. He doesn't know anatomy. The heart's over here. The brain's over here. It should be chachmas moach of the brain. Hare lanu shim ha'adam rak chacham b'seichal. If you just know facts, hare afim yodea kol chachmas hareu ba'atzmuso tipesh. You're really just a fool. You just have information sitting inside of you. They're not one. Okay, you're like a car down in the trunk has a full set of shas. You have a full encyclopedia in the back of your car. Does that make you a chacham? No, you're just schlepping around a lot of information. Doesn't make you a chacham. So Rav Shach says, "Emnam chacham amiti, the real wise person who's asher etzav hachachma who chachmas lev. There's wisdom of the heart. Hachachma miskasheres umisacheres imo. It is one. Buvu chachmasu chadhem chayav munhagim umisuamim im havanasu v'chachma." His whole life is about wanting to know more, wanting to understand the world more. All of those who are chacham leiv should come and they should do. When it comes to building the Mishkan, you need to have people who are chacham leiv. Just to have facts, the Shrina, you're building a place of Ashras HaShchina. You're building a place where Hashem will rest. Hashem does not need to rest in Wikipedia. That's not interesting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Having a lot of facts is not exciting for Ashras HaShchina. What does Hashem want to connect to? A person who wants more, who desires Chachma, who wants wisdom, who wants to be surprised and inspired by the world. He values wisdom, and he's thirsty for it. That is a chacham. He's a chacham leiv. His heart pulls after wisdom. That's a person, says Rav Shach, who can build the Mishkan, a place for the Shekhinah to rest. So we have to build ourselves up. We're trying to build our own Mishkans, a Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, and we're trying to build relationships. We're trying to build families. We're trying to build our own place of Ashras HaShchina. So, in these cases, we have to be Mevakesh Chachma if we want to have that place. In these places, yourself, relationships, families, You know, you want to avoid machlokas. And one of the best ways to avoid machlokas is to hear the other person's side. Part of being a chacham lev, being a wise person, is to hear where the other person is coming from. It's a great way to avoid machlokas, a great way to avoid derision and division and fighting and all types of painful things, is to hear where the other person is coming from. But only someone who's a chacham, only a person who's interested. You're not just playing around. We're not just pretending and acting, oh, please tell me what you think, blah, blah, blah. I'm interested. I really want to know, what do you have to say? I'm not hearing what you're saying. You seem to be very upset about what's going on right now. I'm going to take a break and a breather. I want to understand where you're coming from. I don't have to agree with where you're coming from, but I want to see where you're coming from. I'm a chacham lev. A chacham is lo made mikol adam, even the person who you think is dead wrong. Right now, probably literally right now, in Washington, D.C., outside of the Supreme Court, there are people screaming at each other, thinking that one is a murderer and the other one is, kielu a murderer, back and forth about, what's going on right now in the Supreme Court. And they are not chachamim, none of them. A chacham is a person who can sit and they can hear where the other person's coming from. I don't have to agree, I don't understand it, but I'm lomid mikol adam. Any single person, even if I think they're dead wrong, maybe they can show me something I didn't see before. I think the OU just put out a statement today about this particular issue, and it was very well balanced. It said, this is a complicated issue. It's a very complicated thing that requires a lot of finesse and a lot of understanding. Each case is different, but that's what a chacham does. A chacham wants to hear the details of where people are coming from and understand the other side. And it just makes you a much smarter, interesting, pleasant person to be interested in other people and what they have to say. And that's certainly a mida that would serve us well, certainly in this generation, and the types of dialogues we have and learning from people and our own growth, is to be a chacham lev, a person who is mishtokekes, says Rabbeinu Yonah, to be interested in desiring and knowing from other people, mikol adam. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Questions? Yeah. No?